Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio. We're fast and free, so take advantage already. Now here's Griff.
And thank you for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is July 18th, 2017. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 688. Now on today's show, we'll get a peek behind the scenes at next week's eBay Open, as well as some tips on preparing for the event. We'll learn some ways to back up your listings, find out what to expect from an account checkup at eBay Open 2017, and explore one top-rated seller's road to 10,000 feedbacks. We'll also talk with you. But first, here's Lee with the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source, and you can visit them at the Agora next week.
Moon landing, Denver controversy, and Target all feature in today's eBay Radio News for July 18th, 2017. I'm Lee. Well, Griff, we've received reports of at least one couple who are eBay sellers who are traveling today to Vegas a week in advance of the big event. Some people, you know, going early. The eBay Open 2017 event takes place beginning next Tuesday, the 25th of July at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Go to ebayopen2017.com for more information. Griff, you need a helium tank?
No, but I might want one.
How about a space suit?
I guess, sure. Why not?
Have you by any chance...
There's room in the garage.
Have you seen those pictures of the Apollo 11 moon landing auction that's going to happen?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, on Thursday, which is, I believe, the 20th of June, yes, is the 48th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing.
Oh, and that's right.
Yeah, and it's the start of a big live auction. See, I always remember this. Melissa's not going to like this because I was pregnant with Melissa when it was happening.
Mm.
That's how I kind of remember that time in my life.
Wait a minute, so in July 1969, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. In two more years, it'll be the
50th.
Yikes.
Wow. Well, so in honor of this 48th anniversary, a big live auction is a joint effort with Sotheby's and eBay. It features 173 lots of space artifacts and memorabilia, and it's estimated at $2.9 million to $5.3 million. One lot that may garner $4 million alone, Griff.
What's that?
It's a dusty bag, a little bag, in which Apollo 11 astronauts dumped the first samples of lunar soil, grit, and rocks in 1969. And by the way, the bag was lost for decades until the U.S. Marshals Service confiscated it during a drug raid.
Right.
Later auctioned it off for $995. So somebody got that for $995, and now they think it's going to go for maybe $5 million.
Well, that would be a nice return on the investment.
Oh, yeah. So be looking for the eBay Live auction this Thursday. I found some of the listings, but they aren't live yet. I just put Sotheby's eBay and space, the word S-P-A-C-E, into Google and got there. And you can register there as well, by the way. You have to be pre-approved.
Yeah, you have to be. Yeah. But it takes a second.
It's not like one of those live auctions where I bet $75 on that fan and got it. This is a little different. This could be millions of dollars, probably. Well, last Thursday, Griff, I have an item number for you. Are you ready?
I will be in a moment.
Okay, it's kind of your namesake sort of thing.
What are you talking about?
It's a griffin.
Oh, what is it?
So, it's 1922-4610-7913. Again, that's 1922-4610-7913. So, what happened was, last Thursday, an eBay seller from Vidor, Texas, put an unusual item for sale on eBay. It's a zinc tin griffin. The seller says likely once stood atop an 1800s-era courthouse in downtown Denver.
Mm-hmm.
While the seller cited various documents that he says proves the piece's provenance, and it probably does, because if you saw the pictures, it looks like it.
Look at this description. It goes on
and on. I was wondering if you were going to notice that.
Ugh. I don't have time.
One reporter learned doing research that the courthouse became an early symbol of turmoil over the city's growth. Its demolition caused a wave of angry Denverites protesting modern development. It's been listed for $250,000.
How cool is that?
That is way cool. I hope hope he makes some bucks on it, he or she.
Yeah.
eBay sellers, be aware, Target is breaking down boundaries with its new gender-neutral children's clothing line. Did you hear about this, Griff?
I did, yes.
Toca Boca, which debuted on yesterday. If you have kids, you're probably familiar with the Toca Boca name. Griff, the games are popular with many parents because they're non-gender specific, and they're not even a game. They're things like, brick-and-mortar store, a dentist office, taking a vacation. You know, there are all kinds of things that kids can have an adventure with and learn about. But nobody wins and nobody loses. So now that same company has decided to come out with these gender-neutral children's clothing line, and they debuted this week at Target. I'm just having eBay sellers be aware, and that's all I'm going to say. Griff, I was held back from monkey bars and so much more because I was forced to wear skirts to school and play.
Oh, you were, huh?
Mm-hmm. A lot. Mm. And I noticed they do have some skirts and, dresses in this collection, and it kind of gave me pause. And then I realized what it's all about. It's all about choices.
Yeah.
And the dresses and the skirts are not, they don't have cute little tiny girl stuff on it, okay? It's gender neutral. And they're going to be displayed between the girls and boys department. So, eBay sellers, be aware. And that's it. Go ahead.
Well, if people lose their minds over this, just clothing.
Yeah, I know. But it can be important to a little boy or a little girl. What they
absolutely
wear to school.
Yeah.
You remember, right? Oh, my God.
Oh, I was such a clothes horse as a kid.
Oh, you had to be in order to not be put down for... I mean, I was put down for other things.
Well,
I didn't want to be put down for my clothes.
We weren't label conscious, so it didn't matter what the brands were. I mean, we all shopped at Turnstiles in my neighborhood. It was just a cheap department store. But you had to have... Like, I remember when you had to have white peg pants and yellow Oxford shirts. And then I remembered when you had to have bell-bottom jeans and paisley shirts.
Yeah. Hmm. That's the way it was. Well, we were label conscious. In Virginia, we had to have, like, Janssen sweaters. We were very label conscious.
Yeah,
our shoes were from Hofheimer's in Richmond. The black and white saddle Oxfords, We were very label conscious. I wish we weren't, but we had been. And that is eBay Radio News for July 18th, 2017, brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. I'm Lee Maribel, now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999.
Oh, well, here we are. Tuesday the 18th.
Mm. Oh, I'm so happy. I am so happy today.
Why are you happy today?
Oh, I did a preparation thing yesterday for next week that was such the smartest thing to do. I had hydrocortisone injections in my knees.
Yes. Okay, good.
And they tell you, the doctor says, I love needles, and they're these long needles. They stick right inside your knee. I'm loving it. They use lidocaine at first, and they said, you'll feel really good, and then it'll wear off, and the hydrocortisone doesn't kick in for like 2 to 3 days to a week. So you may be back in pain, but I'm not. And I am walking my regular 29-year-old pace, and last night I wasn't in pain, and I was so... It has been years since I've been out of pain. I've grown so used to it that I started telling Howie, I said, I'm out of pain, and I broke down and started weeping because it's just, I haven't been out of pain for so long. So it's really good. I'll be able to walk next week. I'm not going to have to take a scooter. I'll be my mobile self. So I'm very excited.
Well,
and then I have to have my knees replaced.
Oh, no. Yeah, you will. But you know what? I've known people who've had them replaced, and they're doing great. They said it was the best thing they ever had.
Yeah.
That they're so glad they made the decision.
She showed me the x-rays, and who am I? I'm not a radiologist. I don't even play one on the radio. But even I was shocked. I said, boy, that's some ugly bone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All these little pointed things, these spurs. They said, are those what's hurting me? She said, oh, yeah.
Well, you know, Griff.
What?
Now you're going to be able to walk during the event, and you're going to have Howie's wheelchair, right?
Howie will be, he's going to be upstairs a lot of the time, but yeah.
Okay. So it's very exciting because on Tuesday we'll be live from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. We will not be on the air this Thursday. This is our last day.
Right.
Before the event. And then on Tuesday we'll be live from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. right before the welcome reception.
Mm-hmm.
And during that show, Griff, we're going to get an overview of the event and kind of get the party started, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday's show runs from 12:45 to 2 p.m. so folks can grab their lunch. eBay feeds us very well during these events. Then come and enjoy the show. Thursday, we're live from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Pacific with our annual Best eBay Outfits Contest at 10:30, complete with an eBay celebrity judge. And yes, to answer the emails I've received, we are going to do the tip line. So have a tip ready for us, and you're going to get some shipping supplies free.
It's all wonderful, isn't it?
It is all wonderful. And we took your...
I'll be doing my tap dance ballet display in between the segments.
You gave us a... Don't overdo it, honey. You gave us a lot of good ideas for our 20 tips for going to Las Vegas.
Mm.
So go to ervegas.com, Griff. Remember that? That URL? ervegas.com. So
What's ER stand for?
eBay Radio.
Oh.
Remember, we always use this one for our events.
ervegas.com.
ervegas.com. Real easy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's our 20 tips.
Fantastic.
Okay. We'll be looking those over during the show.
This segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Up next, behind the scenes at eBay Open, when we return with eBay Radio.
When it comes to finding new items to sell, you've got to consider the source. Bulk has earned its reputation as the most convenient, trusted, and profitable way to source liquidation inventory. Convenient, because you can source by the pallet or the case. Shop by category, condition, or newly added. Then purchase with a single click. Trusted, because Bulk's itemized manifests guarantee that what you buy is exactly what you get. And Bulk works with major retailers like Groupon and Jet.com to bring you brand name liquidation goods delivered right to your doorstep. As for profitable, well, just ask any of Bulk's satisfied sellers. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods, by the pallet or case.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.